Welcome to the NTEB Prophecy News Podcast with your host and Bible teacher, Jeffrey Greider. Rightly divided, dispensationally correct, and standing on the authority of the King James Holy Bible, this program is brought to you by NowTheEndBegins.com.
And good afternoon, happy Friday, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Prophecy News Podcast. Today, the phony vaccine narrative has crumbled into tiny little pieces, and they're acting like it's always been like this, when it's never been like this. An astonishing thing is unfolding right before your very eyes. The entire COVID-19 vaccine and booster shot narrative is doing a rapid 180-degree turn, with our medical fascist overlords acknowledging nothing, admitting nothing, and apologizing for nothing, while at the same time being caught red-handed. It's very reminiscent of watching the Nuremberg trials, but in color. Now, we've always told you that the vaccines would not stop COVID-19, and now Anthony Fauci agrees with us. Jeremiah chapter 5, verses 30 and 31. A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will ye do in the end thereof? On this episode of the Prophecy News Podcast, the narrative from the FDA, the CDC, Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, CNN, NPR, and all the rest has dramatically changed overnight as the mounting evidence proves conclusively that the COVID-19 vaccine and booster shot does not stop Omicron, cannot stop Omicron, and will not stop Omicron. Fauci is now telling us that everybody is going to get COVID, that it can't be stopped. Whatever happened to the pandemic of the unvaccinated? Well, it's a total lie. It always was and is the exact opposite of the truth. With the brazen arrogance of a cat burglar, these criminals are pretending that they never told you that the vaccines could stop the spread and that this is the way that it's always been. Only it's not. Today, on the Prophecy News Podcast, we expose the liars and we show you the truth, the gospel truth. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, Father God, for all these that you've gathered here, Lord, and hundreds now listening and thousands more that will be listening in the archives. And we just pray, Lord, that you would meet with us today, that you would hear our cry and answer our prayers. Shea Castor says, praise report. My sister Patsy is in Enlightened Care Home and loves it. His sister has Alzheimer's disease. And he says, amen for that. And we say amen with you. Patty says, needing a miracle for my 89-year-old mama, Dolores. I know that she is full of years, and I would love her to come home to us. She has COVID. Gia Camino, prayer request. I have some sketchy lab results and will be doing a biopsy next Friday. Please pray for a flawless procedure and negative test results. Amen. Jeanette is saying that they still have COVID in her house. And so please continue to pray for Jeanette, her sister, brother-in-law, nephews, nieces, mother and father, the entire Jeanette family. And we just ask that God would do a work there and keep everybody safe. And Lord, we just thank you, Father God, that you hear our prayers, you answer our prayers. Lulu's friend just had surgery and needs a rehab, needs prayers for healing and for recovery. And she is the same one that we sent a Ruckman reference Bible to. And so we pray that that book will continue to bear fruit for Lulu's friend, but also I totally lost. I got so many messages in front of me right now. She had surgery and she needs rehab. Amen. Thank you and forgive me for losing my place. Jacoby Butterfield, I tested positive for COVID this week. starting to feel better. Thank you for your prayers. Guest Barbara, please pray, waiting on insurance adjuster to settle my claim. God's people have many needs today, and it is an honor to lift them up to the Lord. Ron Wooter. Griffin, the young man in the ICU since the middle of December, is showing some signs of improvement, but still needs our prayer. Amen. Amen. Let's see who else we got here. Jerry Ann Nicholson, battling COVID, having surgery. Danny Arenas, still battling pneumonia, but he has anxiety. Pray that God would give him the spirit of peace and calm his soul as he heals his body. Patrick, entire family has COVID. Eddie, daughter Natalie, is sick with COVID, not doing well. Andrew Stickler, brother Matthew, tested positive for COVID and pneumonia. And Matthew also needs to get saved. Nathan Strunk says, update, his mother-in-law is off the ventilator, but now his wife is on a ventilator and in the ICU. Nathan is still battling COVID at home. Kelly's son, Nico, recovered from COVID. We prayed for him last month. But now Zach has COVID. And if Kelly is listening, please give us an update on Zach. Joshua Gaskin says Kenny Mitchell is still improving and off the oxygen. We're still praying for Hal. Has COVID. He's hospitalized, awaiting a lung transplant. We're praying for Jeanette and seven of her family members who have COVID. Praise report, Dara, who works here, and Miranda, who works here, they have gotten better and God has healed them. So that's a great praise report. Kizabel's son, Josh, is still battling COVID. Samantha, everybody at her work is sick. Please pray that God keeps her protected. Miss Kathy, sister-in-law Andrea, battling COVID. Alicia Hickey and her children are still in the tail end of COVID. Scott Quiner, we have been praying for him. That's a nationwide COVID case where the hospital wants to pull the plug, but he has gotten a reprieve until February 11th. So we're going to continue to pray for Scott Quiner that God would heal him and get him out of that hospital. Jeanette's nighttime caregiver is battling COVID. Pray for her. Elizabeth's son is battling COVID. Patty D, 89-year-old mom, is battling COVID. You see how many people have COVID? In just a little bit, we're going to play a clip, and I'm going to show you how Anthony Fauci said everybody is going to get COVID. Everybody. That's not what they used to say. Dana's husband needs prayer. Suzanne Smith, a back injury. Elizabeth, Chelsea, Janet, Jackie, Little Toe, all with unspoken prayers. I haven't heard back from Mia's retreat weekend. We were praying for Mia. I'll get an update on that. Bunky is up in Canada, still asking for prayer about her employer who's mandating the jab, and she's not going to take it. Jeffrey Hodge, prayers for the Lord's guidance as he faces job loss over vaccine mandate. We had been praying for Mark Rourke, who was admitted to the hospital with double pneumonia, and now he's out of the hospital. Amen. And I'm sure he's very, very glad to be out of the hospital. Juanita has dizzy spells. Please keep my friend Annetta, not just my friend, but a coworker. She's having kidney trouble. So please keep Annetta in your prayers that God would work and move in a mighty way. Chelsea, out in the West Coast, praying for her children to be protected from the virus and from the vaccine. Patty D's son is battling with pornography. And that's a battle that if that is in your life, you need to fight it. You need to fight it and battle it. And we lift up Patty D's friend's son. Jeremy Coffey's stepfather is being kept alive by machines. And the family has agreed to let him pass away, but the stepson has stepped in and there's trouble there. So just pray that the Lord's will would be done. Rachel Thomas with an unspoken prayer and asking everybody here to pray. She wrote me a nice letter the other day and saying how much that she appreciates the ministry. And she asked, she didn't say why. And that's okay because God knows the reason. God knows the reason. And she's asking for that we would keep her in our prayers, which we are very, very happy to do. Brother Harmon, as we told you last time, has had a complete recovery. He says it's because the prayers of his NTEB family. And he is back on the job over at our channel at Sermon Audio. And we thank him for his faithfulness to the Lord to do that. Werner Bukes, God has cured him from COVID and he's back at work. Amen, brother, to the fight. He still has an annoying cough, but otherwise feels great. Lulu says, my son had COVID tests yesterday, but no results for a week to 2 weeks. Pray that he starts to feel better. Autumn Gold, pray for my friend Lynn, who lost her brother suddenly from Pseudomonas, bacterial, filling up in his lungs from vaping e-cigarettes. Not saved and struggling. Pray for Lynn's salvation. And we pray that if you're one of those people who are vaping, the oils in those vapes are very, very destructive for your lung tissue. Do not smoke. Do not vape. Vaping is very bad. It is not a harmless alternative. It is very harmful. Don't do it. Shannon says, prayers for me and the entire NTEB ministry team. Amen. For continued strength, boldness, and grace in these crazy times. Lifeboat says, please pray for my cousin Arlene, recovering from lung lobe removal for lung cancer. Pray for her recovery and healing. And my dad had that surgery, so I know a little bit about what it's like when people go through that. So we're praying for Arlene's complete recovery. Guest S says, please pray for my unspoken request and my lost friend, Andrew. My friend's mom has been in the hospital for 9 weeks with COVID pneumonia. She's not being treated properly, but thankfully doing better. Praise report. Please keep praying for her. Charlton says, I am on a Class A truck training, so I'll listen in the archives. Amen, brother. Amen. Heavenly Father, for all these prayers and for the unspoken prayers of our hearts, we thank you, God, for waking us up today. We thank you, God, for the food on the table, the clothes on our back, the roof over our head. We thank you, God. We praise you. And we lift up all these prayers for healing and for provision and protection and leading and guiding. Father God, we're a needy people, but we need to be dependent on you, God. Christians are not supposed to be independent. We're supposed to be very dependent people. Psalm chapter 16, starting in verse 5, says this, the Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord, who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, and I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. Heavenly Father, thank you. Lead us, guide us, show us the way forward. Give us a heavenly vision and let us be faithful to that. And let us labor to get something done for you for the judgment seat of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. Well, welcome, everybody. Very, very glad that you're here. Number of people were asking, what about the Bible study on Wednesday night? And I thought I had made the announcement. If everybody didn't get it, please forgive me. But on Wednesday, I had the honor and the pleasure and the privilege of being over in West Palmetto at Suncoast Baptist Church with Pastor Joel Tillis and his crew, great crew of guys that he has over there, Gio and Rich and Kevin, and just had a really, really good time over there. And what were we doing on Wednesday? Well, would you believe that we taped four 45-minute segments back-to-back of episodes, upcoming episodes of The Soul Trap. And it was a unbelievable thrill for me to be on the program. And Pastor Joel, many of you remember him from last year. He was our featured preacher at the camp meeting, and he's going to be our, Lord willing, he's going to be our featured preacher again this year at the camp meeting on May 21st. And we just had a good, good time in the Word yesterday, and we taped four episodes of The Soul Trap, and they, as they get released, they are also going to be released through Now the End Begins. So we will, when they're ready, we'll send you the trailer, we'll send you the link, we'll do articles about it. And if you're on Twitter, if you are on Facebook, or if you're on Instagram, please go find The Soul Trap. Pastor Joel Tillis, Suncoast Baptist Church, he's over on Rumble. If you're on any social media, and I know that there's thousands of people listening right now, if you're on any social media, go find The Soul Trap, Pastor Joel Tillis, and he talks about some wild, crazy, wacky stuff. And for those of us here at Now the End Begins, that's right up our alley. That's our sweet spot. We love it. And so go check out The Soul Trap. And as these things become available, these episodes that we did on Wednesday, I'm going to let you know about them. I'm going to let you know about them. Let me see here. M.R.O. O'Malley. Mr. O'Malley says, my mom received the second jab in June. At the beginning of July, she was having problems with itchy eyes. Her eyes turned yellow. She went to the hospital. In a matter of weeks, she had uncontrolled cancer in her pancreas and liver. Luckily, I brought my wife and kids to visit her from many states away. She had emergency surgery and never recovered. She picked up an infection, and the doctor said that she strangely had no immune response fighting it. Strangely, because before the surgery, she was convinced to get the booster shot. And that we are very, very sorry, Mr. O'Malley, that your mom has passed away. You said that she was saved. She led you to Christ. So we know exactly where she is. She's in heaven. The Apostle Paul says, absent from the body, present with the Lord. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, what do we read? Talking about people who die. 1 Thessalonians 4:13, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him at the rapture. So we pray for the O'Malley family and for their loss. But Mr. O'Malley has connected the passing of his mom to taking a booster shot. And we hear a lot about that, a lot about that. On the CDC VAERS website, 21,745 reports of people in America dying after getting vaccinated. 21,745 reports of people dying after receiving one shot, two shots, and a booster shot. So today, one of the things that we're talking about is we're talking about how the narrative has amazingly changed. If you remember, back when it all started, CNN, Joe Biden, Bill Gates, anywhere you turned, anywhere that you looked, everybody was telling you that if you got vaccinated, you would not get COVID. And if you were vaccinated and you got COVID, you would not get sick from it. And then they said that if you were vaccinated and you got COVID and you got sick and they put you in the hospital, that you wouldn't die from it. None of those things turned out to be true. All of that turned out to be a lie. Now, we told you that from the very, very beginning. We told you that these vaccines would not keep you safe, that these vaccines would not stop COVID. But listen to Joe Biden, July 21st of 2021, in a CNN town hall with Don Lemon. Take a listen to what your president wanted you to think just 9 months ago. And this was the narrative 9 months ago. This was the narrative.
But I have a couple of questions I want to ask you, because sure. You know, the pandemic is a big concern for everyone, really, sure around is. The world, but especially around America. New cases are up three times since last month, right? The pandemic is a big concern. Hospitalizations, death, rising. So you said last month that that the virus is in retreat. Do you still feel that way? Is that still
the virus? Look, it's real simple. We have a pandemic for those who haven't gotten a vaccination.
All right, pay attention.
It's that basic, that simple.
Here it is.
10,000 people have recently died. 9,950 of them, or thereabouts, are people who hadn't been vaccinated.
That was a lie.
This is a simple, basic proposition. If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized. You're not going to be in an ICU unit. And you're not going to die. So it's gigantically important that you act like we all act like Americans or care about our fellow Americans. There's legitimate questions people can ask that they worry about getting vaccinated. But the questions should be asked, answered, and people should get vaccinated. But this is not a pandemic. We've made sure that since I got in office, we've inoculated over 160 million people.
All right, we'll stop him right there before he has a stroke. Joe Biden, the official narrative of the Biden administration on July 21st, 2021, that all you had to do was receive the government injection and you wouldn't get sick, you wouldn't get hospitalized, and you wouldn't die. Lie, lie, lie. Not true, not true, not true. And then you flash forward to the first week of January in 2022, and you hear an amazing thing. You hear Donald Trump telling you the same lie that Joe Biden told you last year. Take a listen to Donald Trump lying to you about the vaccine.
But I think the frustration on the Republican side, and this is why I said I want to talk a lot about Republican frustrations, is that we see the corruption, right? Yeah. It doesn't seem like anybody ever pays for the corruption.
Yeah.
And right now we're seeing corruption live, even in terms of big pharma, which is a huge topic on the minds of mothers, especially. You're seeing what's happening at these school board meetings. Where do you stand on these vaccine mandates? And obviously, I know that you are pro-vaccine. Obviously, you did everything you could to get this vaccine out. I know where you stand on the vaccine.
It was one of the greatest achievements. We did it in less than 9 months.
And to be able to do that. Yeah, but now it's taken a twist, right? It's gotten, now we went from this is a good thing and people should have this option to military men, you're going to have to resign because you're not getting this vaccine. Where do you stand on that?
Well, I stand on, forget about the mandates, that people have to have their freedom, but at the same time.
All right, now pay attention to what Donald Trump says, because he's going to tell you the exact same lie that Joe Biden told you in July at the CNN town hall.
The vaccine is one of the greatest achievements of mankind. We would have had a 1917, remember the Spanish flu, killed perhaps 100 million people. Actually, it ended the First World War because the soldiers were so. A lot of people don't know that. The soldiers got so sick. It was a terrible thing. There were no vaccines. There were no anything. I came up with a vaccine, with three vaccines. All are very, very good. Came up with three of them in less than 9 months. It was supposed to take 5 to 12 years.
And yet, more people have died under COVID this year, by the way, under Joe Biden, than under you. And more people took the vaccine this year. So people are questioning how.
Well, no, the vaccine worked, but some people aren't taking it. The ones that get very sick and go to the hospital are the ones that don't take the vaccine.
Here it is.
It's still their choice. And if you take the vaccine, you're protected. Look, the results of the vaccine are very good. And if you do get it, it's a very minor form. People aren't dying when they take the vaccine.
What about the masking of children?
All right, so there you have Donald Trump repeating the Joe Biden lie. Everybody says that January 6th was the big lie. Everybody says that the stolen election was the big lie. But the big lie has always been the vaccine. That's the big lie, and it's being promoted by the entire fake news media. It's being promoted by Donald Trump. So if you're waiting for Donald Trump to come riding back on a white horse in 2024 and take over the presidency, I'm telling you right now, that's not going to happen. God used Netanyahu. And when Netanyahu's time was done, God took his hand off of him. And Netanyahu is preparing to go to jail right now over in Israel. He did what God put him in office to do, and then God took his hand off of him. Netanyahu's in big, big trouble. Netanyahu will never come back into Israeli politics. Here in America, Donald Trump did what God put him in office to do. That is to establish the Abraham Accords. And once that was done, God took his hand off of him. And everything that didn't stick to him before is sticking to him now. And so when you hear a clip like that, Donald Trump repeating the exact same lie of the Biden administration, you need to get your eyes up a little higher than America. You need to get your eyes off of Republican and Democrat. Because I'll tell you something right now. If you're not focused on Jesus Christ, if you're not focused on waiting for the pre-trib rapture, if you're not focused on working while you wait to get something done for the Lord that will make it through the judgment seat of Christ, you know, the Bible says, then your priorities are absolutely screwy. The Bible says that we need to be looking for a better country. God's not interested in making America great again. And God is not going to make America great again. You know, Abraham, in the book of Hebrews, this is what's said about Abraham in Hebrews 11. But now they desire a better country. That is, and heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Are you looking forward to that new Jerusalem? Are you looking forward to that city of God? If you're waiting for Donald Trump to come back, I promise you, you're going to be waiting for a long time, because he's not coming back. Netanyahu is not coming back. Jesus Christ is coming back, and that's what you should be focused on. Anthony Fauci, have you ever seen those memes? On the one side it says how it started, and then on the other side of the meme it says how it's going. Well, here's an audio meme of Anthony Fauci, how it started and how it's going.
that when people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected, whether they're outdoors or indoors. We're not going to eradicate this. We've only done that with smallpox. We're not going to eliminate that. That only happens with massive vaccination programs like we did with measles and with vaccines. But we ultimately will control it. That when people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
You really think someone would do that? Just go on the internet and tell lies?
I just mean that some of the details.
I never thought of that. This is terrible. What if none of it's true? What if they're all lying? How would we ever know?
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind? It's impossible. Is it? Or is it so possible that your head is spinning like a top?
It can't be.
Can it? Or is your entire world just crashing down all around you?
So there you have Anthony Fauci, how it started, how it's going. Let's check in with the nation of Israel today. Did you know, here's a fun fact, the nation of Israel is the most vaccinated nation on the face of the earth. The nation of Israel is the most vaccinated nation on the face of the earth. And according to the Times of Israel, dated last night, 9:22 p.m., January 20th of 2022, the Times of Israel says, Israel is leading the world in new daily COVID-19 cases per capita, data showed Thursday. So here we have a funny thing. Israel, one shot, two shot, a booster shot, a second booster shot. So that's four shots altogether. The nation of Israel, the number one most vaccinated nation on earth, is now the number one hotspot for COVID-19 coronavirus cases. Now, here's another fun fact. As of Friday, which is to say today, in the nation of Israel, as of Friday, 55% of serious cases are in patients who have received three vaccines, and 24% of cases are in patients who have received no vaccine at all. I want you to think about that. In Israel right now, 55% of everybody in the hospital with COVID has been triple vaccinated minimum. And only 24% of the people with COVID are the unvaccinated. So do you realize that things have gone so far the other way now? And we told you this was coming. It's here now. In the nation of Israel, the people with COVID who were hospitalized are twice the amount of people who are unvaccinated and hospitalized. Do you realize that? That the number of COVID hospitalized vaccinated is twice as much as the COVID hospitalized unvaccinated. Aren't you glad for those of you that were able to resist? Aren't you glad that you didn't take the shot? Aren't you glad that you didn't give in to that pressure? Aren't you glad that you don't have to worry about heart attacks and strokes from getting a COVID-19 vaccine? Do you realize that if you hadn't taken the vaccine, you are 100% protected from vaccine side effects, and you are 98.8% protected, unvaccinated, against the COVID-19 virus? I want you to think, these are real numbers that I'm giving you. These are real, actual numbers that I'm giving you. So, according to the Times of Israel, as of this morning, the vaccinated COVID hospitalized exceed the amount of the unvaccinated COVID hospitalized by 100%. Over in Washington, Jim Jordan, well, he slammed Biden and Fauci for lying about the virus and lying about the vaccine. Take a listen to Jim Jordan slamming Biden and Fauci.
Thank you, Governor. The gentlelady's time has expired.
Thank you.
The chair now recognizes Mr. Jordan for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's good to see some of our former colleagues. I want to thank all our witnesses for being here. I first want to go to what the chairman said in his opening statement a couple hours ago. He attacked Senator Johnson and Representative Gates about statements they had made. And then we just heard Governor Inslee say that government shares the truth. That is, I mean, think about what we have been told about this virus that turned out not to be true. The president of the United States said we have a plan. The president of the United States said we would shut down the virus. Dr. Fauci and CDC and the government said didn't start in the lab. They all said it wasn't gain of function research. They said we'll never impose a mandate, but they did, so much so went to the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court struck it down. They told us that the vaccinated can't get it. They told us that the vaccinated can't transmit it. They told us there's no such thing as natural immunity. The last thing you want to do is trust what these people have told us, because everything they've told us has turned out to be misleading and not accurate.
So that's Jim Jordan over there in Washington. And he just told you that the last thing that you want to do is to get your information from Biden, Fauci, CNN, the fake news media, Bill Gates. You know, a year and a half ago, you go back and listen to our programs. A year and a half ago, we warned you that at some point, the wheel was going to turn. And all this was going to be exposed. And that was about 18 months ago that we told you that. I talked about it on the podcasts. I wrote about it. We prayed about it. And now, in the third week, the start of the third week, actually the end of the third week of 2022, we are now seeing that the wheel has turned. And now everybody is doing a mad scramble to try to make you think that they never promised you that the vaccines could stop COVID, that they never promised you that if you took the vaccine, you wouldn't be hospitalized, that they never promised you that if you took the vaccine and you got hospitalized, at least you wouldn't die. This is why we play these clips over and over and over. And this is why a lot of the times we'll repeat clips. Because I need to remind you and to make you remember, not make you understand, make you remember what these people have lied to you about every single step of the way. And we hold their feet to the fire. I don't care. You can suspend me. You can ban me. You can take my channel down. I really don't care at all. Because we're going to keep putting out the truth. And we have told you the truth the entire time. We didn't mislead you about anything. We didn't lie to you about anything. We didn't even exaggerate what was going to happen. And now we told you this was coming, and now it's here. So take a listen to this. The name of this clip is called Fauci Admits Jimmy Dore is Right About COVID. And Jimmy Dore is going to tell you that he warned you about this, about Fauci, a year ago. Well, he's about a year late, because we warned you about Fauci and about this 2 years ago. Now The End Begins warned you about Fauci and the vaccine before the vaccine was even released. The Lord gave us the inside track. We've been warning you about this for 2 years. But take a listen to Fauci admits that Jimmy Dore is right about COVID.
So we've known this since last August, that everybody is most likely going to get COVID. Given Delta, this is Andy Slavitt, Joe Biden's former director of COVID response, said given Delta's contagiousness and the fitness of future mutations in order to beat it, this means SARS-CoV-2 will be contagious enough that everyone will get infected with the virus, get the virus. So we've known this since last August. We've been telling everybody, and we've been called anti-vax for repeating this information because nobody wants to say it. Well, now guess who now is saying it? Well, now Fauci is now saying it. So we were on it last summer. It only took almost half a year for Fauci to catch up to us. So that's usually how it goes. Fauci is now saying the virus may infect most people. That's what Fauci is now saying. Guess who else is saying it? The FDA director. It's hard to process what's actually happening right now, which is most people are going to get COVID. So this idea that the vaccine stopped you from getting COVID was always a lie. It was never the science.
So you just heard Jimmy Dore say this idea that the vaccine was going to stop you from getting COVID was always a lie. And that's exactly the truth. This thing has been a lie from the very beginning. Ask yourself this question. In 100 years, they could not create a vaccine to stop cancer. In 40 years, they could not create a vaccine to stop HIV/AIDS. But in 20 weeks, they want us to believe that they were able to invent a vaccine for a virus that nobody had ever even heard of before. And in 20 short little weeks, that they were able to successfully create a vaccine that would stop COVID. Lie, lie, lie. And again, you can ban me all you want. You can censor me all you want. You can't take down my website. We have our own servers. We have our own technicians. We have our own software. Thanks to you people who donate to this program and who financially support this ministry. We have all our own equipment. They can't take us down. They can't stop the website. So we don't care what they do. They can't stop us.
And the fact that these are going to stop you from transmitting the virus has always been a lie. It's always the best you could get was the FDA said they hoped it stopped transmission. But most people are going to get it. Most people are going to get it. So a World Health Organization official on Tuesday predicted that the Omicron variant will have infected more than half of the population in Europe region in the next 6 to 8 weeks. So now tell me why we need vaccine mandates again.
So there's a really good question that Jimmy Dore just asked. As we see all these European countries like Austria, France, Germany, and they're all locking their people down and forcing vaccine mandates, especially in France, over there with Emmanuel Macron. They've been forcing the vaccine on European people like nobody's business. And they just announced the other day that within the next 6 to 8 weeks, over half of all of Europe is going to catch COVID. How come the vaccines aren't stopping that?
The virus burns right through your vaccine and infects half of Europe in 6 to 8 weeks. Why do you need a mandate again?
Good question.
Why do you need to make someone else get a medical? There's no reason for it. People will still say things. It's only circular logic. Yeah, but it'll stop. It'll slow the spread. You're going to get it. What the f*** do you care who you get it from?
I just don't want to clog up the hospitals and make them unprofitable.
I wouldn't want to do that. Half the population in Europe is going to get COVID in the next 6 to 8 weeks. That's from the Washington Post. So that's so now they're finally catching up to the Jimmy Dore show. And believe me, YouTube has come at us in the most disingenuous ways.
And Jimmy Dore is finally catching up to Now the End Begins. And that's good. And pray for Jimmy Dore. Pray for him to get saved. He's a far-left liberal comedian. And yet his channel, his YouTube channel, has received amazing exposure because even though he's a far-left liberal comedian, he's still doing his best to tell you the truth. Now, what a lot of people don't know about Jimmy Dore is one reason why he works so hard to expose these things. Because last year, he was told to go and get the vaccine. And like a good liberal, he went and he got the vaccine. And he had a very, very bad reaction to the vaccine. So much so that he is still under a doctor's care for the recurring adverse effects of the vaccine that he received last year. And so when Jimmy Dore, far left liberal comedian, went out and did what he was told to do, which is get jabbed, and he had a horrible, 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 I don't know if I'd call it life changing, but certainly health altering adverse reaction to the jab that everybody told him was safe, and that if you believe that these jabs weren't safe, then you're some sort of a conspiracy theory person. So Jimmy Dore went out and he got jabbed, and it wrecked his health. It absolutely wrecked his health. And so he decided to do his own research and to discover for himself why he had such a bad reaction to the shot, and maybe the shots are not all that they're cracked up to be. Last night, Tucker had Jimmy Dore on his program, and I want you to listen to what they had to say about Howard Stern. Now, many of you know Howard Stern. He's been around since the early 1980s. He's been what they call a shock jock, only he's not shocking anymore. I never liked his brand of humor, even when I was a lost person, even when I was unsaved. I always thought he was occasionally funny, but I always thought he was far too vulgar. Even as a lost person, I thought he went too far. But he made a whole career about standing up to the establishment and fighting back against authoritarian regimes. Well, he is the establishment now. He is part of the authoritarian regime now. And now Howard Stern is telling his listeners that if you're unvaccinated and you get sick, Howard Stern is calling for the hospitals to send you home, to refuse you treatment, and send you home to die. Well, Tucker and Jimmy Dore, they weighed in on that last night. Take a listen to this.
Howard Stern, by any measure, is one of the great radio hosts of all time. He makes a huge amount of money for doing what he does, but there's a reason for it. He was incredibly brave and creative. Vulgar, yes, but truly talented, but above all, courageous. Stern defended free speech. He was fired for it repeatedly. He used his platform to fight government censorship, to give the finger to the man. There was a lot that was impressive about Howard Stern, for sure, and that bravery allowed him to be creative, but not anymore. Maybe it was the coronavirus that broke him. Maybe it was just hormonal changes with the middle age. He's now a coward, and his broadcast is about cowardice, amplifying his fears about corona over the air and attacking, more precisely, attacking anybody else who's decided to live life as a free person.
When are we going to stop putting up with the idiots in this country and just say, it's mandatory to get vaccinated. F*** them, f*** their freedom. I want my freedom to live. I want to get out of the house already. I want to go next door and play chess. I want to go take some pictures. This is bullshit.
So this is a guy who's had every vax available, and he's still hiding in his basement because the vaccine works so well that he can't go out. Right. So when other people disagree, when Aaron Rodgers, for example, the athlete, decided to make his own medical decisions about the vaccine, Howard Stern was enraged. He said Rodgers should be kicked out of the NFL. Socializing is now off limits to Howard Stern. He scolded Oprah because she had the audacity to host, brace yourselves, a Christmas party.
And I'm really amazed by Oprah. I really am. I mean, on her Instagram, she likes to take you into her house where every night of Christmas is a big party, like a celebration, and she flies in a different chef. And I'm, you know, it's getting very confusing to me. You know, I see what's going on with COVID. Everyone's got it. Everyone's sick. People have 104 fever. I don't want to have 104 fever. I don't want to get sick. So I'm hiding, but everyone else is out running around. I see Oprah's got, she's having dinner parties.
So the guy was always a narcissist. Obviously, the show was about himself. But again, he had a spirit. He had bravery. But he's declined into this kind of quivering mass of neuroses and hatred. Hatred that has so overtaken him that he's decided that anyone who doesn't follow his command should just go die. Listen.
If it was up to me, anyone unvaccinated would not be admitted to a hospital. At this point, they've been given plenty of opportunity to get the vaccine. They don't trust our government. They think that there's some conspiracy to turn them into a magnet or something like this. Now, if you don't get it, in my America, all hospitals would be closed to you. You're going to go home and die.
So there you have Howard Stern, a man that has been paid over $500 million by the Sirius satellite radio network to go on their programs and to do whatever it is that he does. Howard Stern has become fabulously wealthy through his radio show. And now he's using his radio show to pronounce death and what would be tantamount to murder. If you're a medical doctor and you refuse care to somebody who's unvaccinated because they're unvaccinated, that is tantamount to murder. If you work in a hospital and that hospital won't provide care to a sick person who's unvaccinated because they're unvaccinated, that is accessory to murder. But that's what Howard Stern is calling for. That's what many of them are calling for. They are calling for the unvaccinated to be put out of society, to be sent to internment camps, to be sent to permanent isolation within their homes under police lockdown. Last week, they took a poll. 59% of all Democrats are in favor for permanent house arrest of anyone who refuses to receive the government injection. 59% of all Democrats in America. You should think about that. If they had their way, that's what they would be doing. Thank God that they don't have their way. But that's what they want to do.
So if you don't trust the government, you don't get health care and you should die. So the bigger question is, how did this brave, creative guy become a tool, a craven tool of the powerful, wishing death on his own listeners? There's something sad about this, really sad. Jimmy Dore has watched it happen. He's the host of the Jimmy Dore Show, and we're happy to have him come on tonight. So, Jimmy, I'm not even attacking Howard Stern, whom I respect for his talents, which are real. But what is this that we're seeing?
I don't know. Is there anything creepier than a guy who looks like a hippie but talks like a Fed? Not for my money. But please, can't we?
That's good.
Can't we all? Howard Stern, can't we? Doesn't anybody care about Howard Stern anymore? He's just a poor guy who wants to go outside and feel the breeze in his wig. That's all he wants to feel. So what is weird to me is now he went from being a bad boy to becoming Hillary Clinton's buddy. How do you do that? He's about as dangerous as a pair of plastic scissors. So what happened is the establishment gave him $400 million, and now he's the establishment. And so now, instead of standing up to the oligarchy and standing up to the government and standing up to authoritarianism, now he's preaching it. And he's like a bully to get you to do things the government wants you to do. It's the opposite of freedom. It's the opposite of what comedy is supposed to be. You're supposed to use comedy to undermine the status quo and poke holes in it and make fun of it. He's now using his platform to prop up the status quo, authoritarianism. And by the way, he's doing exactly what the oligarchy wants him to do, which is blame your neighbor. Right. He's not going to blame. Why are the hospitals so clogged? By the way, you don't want the hospital to get clogged, because the next time he needs another chin liposuction, he won't be able to get in. But the point is, we have been cutting hospital beds. In New York State alone, they cut 30,000 hospital beds in the last 20 years. So we went from 1.5 million hospital beds down to 925,000 hospital beds since 1975. You know why there aren't enough ICU beds? Because it's not profitable to the private equity firms that administer our hospital emergency rooms now.
So I'll just stop Jimmy Dore right there to talk about a point that he just brought up. When you hear on the news that the emergency rooms are being overwhelmed and the ICU beds can no longer hold all the people, do you hear the statistic that he just gave you? In the past 20 years, America's hospitals went from 1.5 million critical care ICU beds to about 932,000. That's a huge drop in ICU beds in America's hospitals. You would think that if anything, they would stay the same. And if anybody was even trying to make things better, the number of critical care facility beds would increase. But Jimmy Dore just told you that over the last 20 years, they have dropped from 1.5 million to just above 900,000. That is 600,000 beds all across America that are no longer there. And what is the reason for that? Well, maybe where you live, you've noticed that maybe your hospital's name has changed. Maybe you noticed that they put up a sign saying that such and such hospital is now part of the so-and-so care system. And if you've been paying attention, I know here in Florida, especially up in Jacksonville, that there's been a huge conglomeration and merging of hospital systems. And what most people don't know is that these hospital systems are funded by private equity investment firms. And so when the decision gets made to reduce the number of ICU beds, many times that decision is made based on profitability by the companies that control the hospitals. And so when you hear these things that, you know, the ICUs across the country are overwhelmed, well, maybe they wouldn't be overwhelmed if they didn't fire all these people, these critical care nurses and doctors who said that they didn't want to take the vaccine, but then they fired those people. Maybe there wouldn't be staff shortages if they hadn't have fired all these doctors and nurses. And maybe they wouldn't be running out of beds if they hadn't reduced the number of critical care beds by 600,000 beds over the last 2 years. Now, you talk about conspiracy theory. If you want to let your mind wander, well, if they planned all this, I'm not saying they did, but if they planned all this, then reducing the number of critical care beds would absolutely be a necessary part of the plan in order for the plan to work.
People don't know this. In 2018, I just covered it on my show, there was a huge outbreak of the flu, and guess what? Every hospital in every state was overrun, and they were treating people in tents for the flu. So this idea that the COVID patient is the person you should be angry at, instead of the oligarchs who have been getting rid of hospital beds and ICU beds because they're not profitable, of course that's what Howard Stern does now, because he is the status quo. There's no point to him anymore. He turned in, and so instead, you know, if you live long enough, as a hero, you're going to, I guess, turn into Don Imus, because that is what happened to Howard Stern.
So there you have Jimmy Dore on the Tucker Show telling you the truth about hospitals. 2018, you can go look it up. You can go Google that. 2018, there was a huge flu outbreak in America. Hospital beds were overwhelmed. Why didn't they prepare? Why didn't they increase the number of beds? But they didn't. So this is all part of the mass formation psychosis that we told you about a couple of weeks ago. And it is changing the thinking of people. I want you to listen to this song. It's by a gospel family. A singing gospel family in the UK called the Marsh Family. And I know people that have listened to these songs that they do and have gotten a blessing from them. It's a father and his two daughters, and they sing really, really good. The youngest daughter is only about 6 or 7, but she's the lead singer, and she sings really, really well. I want you to listen to what the Marsh family released last week. And when you hear the tune, you're going to know what it is right away. But I want you to really pay attention to the words, because it's not anything that you've heard before. If you want a really, really good illustration of what mass formation psychosis is, take a listen to this song by the Marsh Family.
I heard there was a rumor shed that COVID vaccines were unprepared or brewed to really censor and control you. Well, it goes like this, a fourth or fifth of people might have fought for this. They're thinking of opposing having new jobs. Have the new job. Have the new job. Have the new job. Have the new job. Well, the scientists strong and they've yielded proof. You won't grow scales or camel's hooves. They duly checked with trials and then approved them. It's biological warfare. They broke all records but still took care. So please do not refuse to have the new jab. Have the new job, have the new job, have the new job, have the new job. Well, maybe we all get misled. We see this post on our WhatsApp thread. They use conspiracy theories just to fool ya.
There it is. Here it is.
It's not needle pricks to be scared about. It's the ones who put this nonsense out. It's absurd and it's a mistake. And have the new job. Have the new job. Have things into our blood. But why on earth would Bill Gates want to rule ya?
Bill Gates, in a song originally entitled Hallelujah, why would Bill Gates want to fool ya? If this song doesn't make you mad, you are not paying attention.
And it's not a trick to get you spayed. It's not some change to our DNA. It's a
oh, yes, it is.
Protest voice, but other times we're part of something greater. So remember, this ain't just for you, you're just protecting others too.
All right, that's all I can take of that garbage. That's all that makes me want to smash my own computer. To take a song like that and to rewrite it with lyrics, have the new jab, instead of saying hallelujah. You know, in the Bible, in Revelation 19, verses 1 through 6, you want to talk about that word hallelujah. Alleluia. Praise be to Jehovah. Revelation 19:1, and after these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore who did corrupt the earth with her fornication and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And they said again, Alleluia. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen. Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. And they replace Alleluia with, maybe there's a plan above to implant things into our blood, but why on earth would Bill Gates want to rule ya? And it's not a trick to get you spayed. It doesn't change our DNA. It's a COVID-fighting weapon. Have the new jab. Have the new jab. This is mass formation psychosis. This is what takes a family like the Marsh family, who people have enjoyed their music for quite a while, and instead of giving glory and honor to God, they're trying to tell you that Bill Gates is a good guy. Bill Gates is not a good guy. Even Mrs. Gates thinks that Bill Gates is a bad guy. Even Mrs. Gates didn't want to be married to Bill Gates. Bill Gates is not a good guy. But when I hear things like this with people that should know better, and they're doing this junk, this garbage, well, it makes me mad. And if you're a Bible believer, it should make you mad too. And if it doesn't, there's something wrong with how you think. But in the Bible, alleluia, which is where we get the word hallelujah with an H. Alleluia. Praise be to Jehovah. Praise be to God. Spend some time in Revelation 19 and read about the four alleluias and meditate on them, because that day is coming sooner rather than later. Over in Austria, they had an epiphany. What type of epiphany did they have in Austria? Well, take a listen.
I will cross now to our Austria correspondent, Anthony Mills, for more. Anthony, what are the specifics of this law then?
Well, essentially, it turns into reality something that had been announced weeks ago already, and that is that if you are not vaccinated in Austria as of the 1st of February, you risk quite a significant financial penalty. There's going to be.
So if you live in the nation of Austria, and we have listeners in Austria, if Austria, by the way, the birthplace of Adolf Hitler, just saying. But in the birthplace of Adolf Hitler, the nation of Austria, starting February 1st, they are going to institute massive financial penalties on anybody who still remains unvaccinated. Starting February 1st in the nation of Austria, the birthplace of Adolf Hitler, they are going to be instituting massive financial penalties upon anyone who chooses to not receive the government injection. And you know what? I'm not even going to call it the vaccine anymore. I'm going to change the name. I'm not going to call it the vaccine. I am going to call it either the government injection, because that's what it is. Look up the word pharmakia in your Bible sometime and see how it means what you get when you combine medicine with sorcery. That's what pharmakia is. Go look up Revelation 9:21. See what you find. Go look up that word pharmakia in your Strong's Concordance. You'll see what I'm talking about. So, I think I'm no longer going to call it the vaccine. I'm either going to call it the government injection, which is what it is, or, for you religious folk out there, I'm going to call it the sacrament of vaccination.
A grace period till the beginning of March for people, as it were, to accommodate themselves to this new reality. But as of March or so, there is going to be a situation where you can be fined up to 3,600 euros a year for not being vaccinated. Now, some have said that means that for the people who are fairly well off, that's just a price they're going to pay for not being vaccinated. But for a lot of people, and let's not forget that there are almost 30%.
And just to let you know, 3,600 euros is $4,083,032 in U.S. dollars. So Austria, starting February 1st, is going to impose a yearly fine of $4,083.32, which is just under $400 per month. That's a car payment. And for a lot of people, they're going to struggle to have to pay that.
percent of people in Austria who are not fully vaccinated. For a lot of people, that is going to be a major imposition, and it's going to create a situation in which they're under quite significant pressure. There's not going to be dedicated police units going and knocking on people's doors, but at every police check for routine traffic controls, this kind of thing, the police will also be checking the vaccine status. And if you're not vaccinated, the wheels of those financial penalties start rolling, albeit not with the end goal of imprisoning people who are not vaccinated.
And Anthony, this, as we've seen, would be a first in Europe. Given the mass mobilization against this bill, you touched upon it briefly in your first response there, but how are authorities planning to enforce it? Is it even something that's going to be enforceable?
The passage of the bill in the lower house of parliament was preceded by heated debate led in terms of opposition by the leader of the far right Freedom Party, Herbert Kickl. He used incendiary language. He talked of impending totalitarianism, of the diminution of democracy, this kind of thing. And of course, that has served and continues to serve to galvanize the street, because when you have almost...
Isn't it funny how when you point out what these people are actually doing, they call it incendiary language. The word incendiary meaning to set something on fire. Why is it incendiary language to point out when a totalitarian move is being made? Why is it considered incendiary language for revealing the truth about people who want to enslave you with what amounts to bioweapons? Now, another thing that we've always told you from the beginning, we've told you from the beginning that you know, it was going to, the day was going to come when the shots were not going to work, and they were going to admit that. The day is going to come when all these things are going to come to pass, and now that day is here. So the question that I get a lot of the times, people ask me, well, what was the whole point then? What was the whole reason for doing this? The whole reason for doing this was to get those shots in your arm at any cost. No matter what they had to do, no matter how they had to lie, cheat, steal, contradict themselves. Fauci one day says nobody should wear a mask. Then a couple months later, he's saying that you should wear two masks. So a lot of people wonder, what is the whole point of all of this if it's just beginning to fall apart? So what's going to happen? It's just going to crumble, and then everybody's going to go back to their regular lives, and nobody's going to think about it. No. You're not going back to your regular life. And if you think that the fact that this narration is crumbling is a sign that this nightmare is soon going to be over, it's not. I told you back in the early days of 2020, March, April, May, June, July, I told you from this microphone back in the early days of 2020 that over the course of time, the methods that they would use would change. It would be different. For example, they can't keep somebody locked down forever. At some point, they have to let you out. And they did that. And then it went from being a physical lockdown to being a financial lockdown. And then it went from being a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And if you don't have the vaccine and you live in New York City, or you live in France or Germany or Austria, those people can't just go to a grocery store and get food. They have to show vaccination passports. So the methods that they use change over time. but the end goal remains the same. Right now, over in Davos, Switzerland, they are holding something called Davos, sponsored by the World Economic Forum. You remember Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab is everybody's favorite central casting Nazi with his thick German accent. Or whether, I don't know if it's a German accent, it could be an Austrian accent. Or it could be a Swiss accent, I don't know. But if you listen to him, it sounds like he's a central casting B-movie Nazi. So, over in Davos, Switzerland, they've been holding their yearly meeting of the world's real leaders, and the mainstream media has been doing their very, very best. If you're on Twitter, then you know that yesterday one of the things that was trending was all of the mainstream media trying to get you to believe that the World Economic Forum and the Great Reset is not a plan to take over the world. Reuters said this. Reuters said yesterday, and I grabbed the tweet from our friend Spiro. Reuters said yesterday, despite repeated misinformation being shared online about the Great Reset, this sustainability plan proposed by the World Economic Forum is not a secret plot to end private property or to create a totalitarian state. That's what Spiro retweeted yesterday that was originally posted by Reuters Fact Check. Well, let's do an NTEB fact check, and let's listen to 2 minutes and 19 seconds of the very same people who Reuters wants you to believe are not trying to take over the world. Let's listen to the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab talking about the Fourth Industrial Revolution.
They call it part of the Fourth Industrial Revolution.
One of the features of this Fourth Industrial Revolution is that it doesn't change what we are doing, but it changes us.
The very idea of human being some sort of natural concept is really going to change. Up until now, the conversation we've been having is around freedom of speech. Once we can access people's thoughts and access people's emotions.
The focus, as all of you know, today is on what's now called the Internet of Bodies, involving medical implants and other kinds of devices that go inside your body, and all together with the Internet as a whole comprise the Internet of Bodies.
The Internet of Bodies, or IOB, is actually an ecosystem. It's a bunch of devices that are connected to the Internet that contain software and that either collect personal health data about you or can alter the body's function. We think of the Internet of Bodies as this collection of all these devices as well as all the data that the devices are gathering about you. And in healthcare, it's Internet of Bodies has been around for quite a while.
So the Internet of Bodies, imagine the power of AI. What is artificial intelligence? It's a way to automate computation and cognition. So we can now automate learning, perceiving, doing computation. It's a pervasive general purpose technology that will be used in all of our industries, that will come into our professional networks, our private networks, our schools, our industries and our offices. What I wanted to epitomize with the Internet of Bodies is this notion that we will be under assessment, we will be under measure of computation in every aspect of our lives in the future. From what you eat, who you date, what you buy on the internet, how much energy you use, but also what are your vital signs, how well are you doing in terms of health, what kind of specific genetic quirks do you have.
All right, so those are the people over at the World Economic Forum. That was Klaus Schwab in the very beginning of that clip. And they're telling you something about what's called the Internet of Bodies, Why do you think they mandated a global lockdown and made everybody buy all of this online, Zoom, cameras, microphones, mobile devices, Fitbits, smartwatches? Why do you think that they did that? Why do you think that they locked the entire world down for months on end? Because they're pushing. And now the metaverse is getting ready to be launched. Why do you think they did all this? We told you from the beginning that the vaccine was not made for the virus. The virus was made for the vaccine. Absolute gain-of-function bioweapon created in the Wuhan lab in China, funded by Anthony Fauci and the CDC and the NIH. They don't need vaccines to be around forever. COVID-19 could disappear tomorrow, but it has already accomplished the purpose for which it was sent. And now we live in a different society. Now we live in a different world. Now you can take the chains off of the people, but the people will not be released from slavery. Now they have a sufficient number of people in every nation on this earth who are too afraid to not receive the government injection, who are too afraid to not carry an immunity passport. So COVID can disappear tomorrow. It doesn't make any difference. The reason why all these things were released, the purpose for which all these things were released, has been accomplished. I told you 2 years ago that you were watching the rise of the New World Order. And here we are. Let's see what day that we're at. It's 670 something. How many days since March 16, 2020? Oh, we are at day 676. We are at day 676 of 15 days to flatten the curve. The New World Order hasn't stopped their rapid rise for one single moment of one single day over the past 676 days. And I think I can safely tell you that this is going to continue. It is not going to stop. It is going to get worse and worse and worse. And this is just the way it's going to go, because Habakkuk 1:5 says, "Behold ye among the heathen, and regard, and wonder marvelously. For I will work a work in your day which you will in no wise believe, though it be told you." And even though some people don't believe it, we continue to tell it. And I am so grateful to see the number of new people coming in all the time. Thousands of new listeners every single month. And we are glad and we are grateful for the increase. And there is strength when God's people stand in number. There is absolute strength. And we will continue to do that. And one of the things that is my fervent prayer in 2022 is that we will continue to do things like the Free Bible and Gospel Track program. If God laid it on your heart to support this ministry, please do so. We want to grow. We want to get bigger. We want to expand. Last year, we handed out 11,441 free King James Bibles and tens of thousands of gospel tracts in English and Spanish completely for free. to pastors, missionaries, evangelists, people with prison ministries across America. Every time that we get a request for Bibles, for ministries, we answer almost every single one of those requests. Sometimes there may be something about the request that draws a red flag and we have to go slow and investigate it. By and large, just about every request that we get for free Bibles, free gospel tracts, and we're sending out Spanish Bibles this week to a ministry in Texas. We're sending out Ruckman Reference Bibles to the Philippines. And we can only do it because you support this ministry. So please continue to pray for us. And please continue to be generous with your support because we need it. And we want to do more for the cause of Christ in these last days. And if we all stand together, there's virtually no limit to what we can accomplish for the Lord together. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for being part of the NTEB Global Family of Bible Believers. If you live in a nation that is experiencing tremendous persecution of the unvaccinated, email me, info@nowthenbegins.com. Tell me your story. If you live in Canada, France, Germany, Spain, Italy, Austria, Australia, if you live in a nation where you are experiencing persecution of the unvaccinated, please send me an email to info@nowthenbegins.com. I want to hear your story and I want to write about it. Also, Duckster says, my brother got vaccinated and boosted. Now he is sick and has pneumonia. Please pray for Andrew. Thank you, saints of God. And we definitely will be praying that God will give your brother a healing. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being part of this program. Lord willing, we'll see you back here Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for our house church Sunday service. Have a great weekend, everybody. I love you guys. And I'm so glad that you're part of the Now the End Begins family of global Bible believers. To the fight, everybody.
His followers are